हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांतिः। So we're seeing third section, second mantra, the first chapter. You saw in the previous mantra, Parapare Brahmani Karma Brahma Vidash Karma Brahma Vidashraye Veditavye Iti Vakyarthaha. एतयोहो एव हि उपन्यासः कृतः ऋतं पिबन्तौ इति. सो इन् द कन्क्लूडिङ्ग् कमेण्टरी स्टेट्मेण्ट् आफ् हिस् कमेण्टरी शङ्कर भगवत्पाद स्टेट्स् दट् जीवात्मान् परमात्मा बोत् आर् देर् एक्स्पीरियन्सिङ्ग् द रिजल्ट्स् आफ् एक्षन्स्. So it is made very, very clear, it has been made clear that definitely Paramatma is the very Swarupa of the Jivatma. Paramatma is very truth, reality, which is free from doership and enjoyership. Whereas Paramatma is the truth because of which the activities on the body, mind and complex are possible. But Paramatma, also, Jivatma also is actually free from doership. Not only Paramatma, Jivatma also is free from doership and enjoyership. Why? Jivatma another than Paramatma. Paramatma is not the Jivatma, but Jivatma is none other than Paramatma only. Paramatma, Harupma of the Jivatma means Jivatma also is free from what? In fact, there's no Jivatma. There's only Atma. Jivaha and Paramaha are two qualifications attributed to the only Atma. From the standpoint of the Upadis, when the entire Jagat is, Atma is said to be the truth of the entire Jagat, identified with the Jagat Upadi, is said to be Paramatma, exalted self, and which is inclusive of the Jivatma also. Whereas Jivatma, same Atma, identified with the only given body, mind and complex Upadis, is said to be Jivatma. Paramatma and Jivatma are one and the same Atma. And the only absolute, abstract, formless reality, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, which alone obtains as the innermost essence of every being, alone is implied by the term Atma. That Atma is given two different qualifications as Paramaha and Jivaha from the standpoint of the Upadis. Otherwise, they are now one and the same. And Paramatma is his truth, because of whose presence activities are possible, functions are possible, life is possible, existence is possible on the part of the body, mind and complex. Whereas, but Paramatma is neither the doer nor the enjoyer. When you say Paramatma, Atma is free from doership and enjoyership. So also the Jivatma. But Jivatma, because of the identity, because of the identification with the Anatma, body, mind and complex, there entertains thought that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. This notion caused, because of the notion, erroneous notion, one entertains about the self, there is doership and enjoyership superimposed upon the Atma, Jivatma. Therefore, Jivatma is there as experiencer of the punya papams, experience the results of punya papams. And Paramatma being non-separate from Jivatma, Jivatma being non-separate from Paramatma, Paramatma also is here said to be as though the enjoyer of fruits of actions. So, tam pibantau, experiencing the fruits of actions. And this Jivatma Paramatma, etayoho eva, only for the sake of this Jivatma and Paramatma, here this Karma Brahma, the Parapare Brahmani, the two Aparam Brahma, இந்த பரம்பிரம்மா அண்ட் அப்பரம் பிரம்மா. பரம்பிரம்மா டிஸ்கவரிங் விச் வில் ரிசல்ட் இன் தி மோக்ஷா, விச் இட் செல்ஃப் இஸ் மோக்ஷா, டிஸ்கவரி ஆஃப் விச் இட் செல்ஃப் இஸ் மோக்ஷா. அண்ட் அப்பரம் பிரம்மா தி கோயிங் டு பிரம்மலோகா எக்ஸெட்ரா. நோ தீஸ் டூ ரீச்சிங் கோயிங் டு பிரம்மலோகா அண்ட் தேர் அட்டைனிங் கிரமமுக்தி, தீஸ் டூ ஷுட் பி மெடிடேட்டட் அப்பான், அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் பை தீஸ் Karma Brahma with Ashraye. Those who have taken refuge, those are dependent on karma or Brahma Jnanam for their attainment of moksha. This we have seen already. Now we are entering the third mantra. Just to remind you what you have seen already. Tritiyaha mantra. So, and actually we have been waiting for this important mantra, where the beautiful imagery of Rathaha is presented. Let us see Didi here. The individual, the whole individual, is here looked upon as the chariot Buddha, the charioteer. Let us see here. Tatra yaha upadhikritaha சம்சாரி வித்யா வித்யோ அதிகிருத வித்யா வித்யோ அதிகிருத மோக்ஷ கமனாய சம்சார கமனாய ச தஸ்ய ததுபய கமனே சாதனஹ ரதஹ கல்ப்யதே. சோ இன் திஸ் மந்த்ரா சாரியட் இஸ் இமேஜின்ட், ரதஹ கல்ப்யதே. The imagery of chariot is presented, or chariot is imagined here as the means in attaining both the ends, ubhaya gamane, in accomplishing, in attaining both these ends. For whom? For what? Samsara gamanaya, moksha gamanaya, samsara gamanaya cha. For having the end, moksha as the end, also for act, having the samsara as the end. Having samsara as the end means what? Continuously remaining in samsara is having samsara as the end. So, upadhikritaha samsari. Yaha upadhikritaha samsari. We know very well this body, mind, sense complex. This complex is the upadhi. Upadhi which serves as manifesting medium. And upadhi kritaha samsari. The samsari. So yes, samsara has to say samsari. The one who is ajnani, help naturally ajnani, thereby one who has, being ajnani, being ignorant of one's own self, helplessly, naturally, one who identifies himself with anatma, body, mind, and complex, mistakes upadhi as the self. Such a person, one who identifies himself with upadhi is upadhi kritaha. Upadhi kritaha means what? One who is endowed with upadhi, thereby one who has identity with upadhi is upadhi kritaha. And upadhi kritaha is a samsari here. Samsari has the possibility, has the opportunity of accomplishing in two different ends. One end is the discovering moksha. Other end is what? Continuing to be in samsara. These two ends. One can continue to be a samsari, or one can discover freedom. One means what? Any jiva has the possibility of becoming a samsari, continue to be a samsari, or discovering moksha. One can free oneself from samsara. This is possible. Therefore, and this samsari is eligible. The human being alone is samsari. Human being alone is eligible. When we talk about samsari, adhikritaha, etc., we are talking only about the human being. We know very well, no other being in the world is aspiring for moksha. No other being has any purushartha. No other being has, first of all, self-consciousness. Therefore, the whole pursuit is only for samsari, human being only. Yes, samsari is eligible. Adhikritaha, adhikaraha yasi asti saha adhikritaha. The one who has eligibility, the one who is eligible, one who is qualified, for what? Vidya avidyayoho. is eligible for ignorance and knowledge. What does it mean? Ignorance implies performing karma. Because we know very well human being has a free will. He can operate his, you use his free will. He can choose to perform karma, enjoy any result. He can choose to perform rituals, enjoy any result. And he can choose to pursue jnanam and he attain moksha also. Therefore, so vidya adhikritaha, avidya adhikritaha, he is eligible to use his free will, thereby choose to live a life of active karma, rituals, perform rituals, and he can accumulate punyam. Later on, thereby, to go to Vimaloka, any higher loka, enjoy his pleasures, higher lokas, come back, or go to Brahmaloka, attain kamamuktihi. Otherwise, he can choose to pursue jnanam, vidya. Vidya avidyayoho adhikrutaha. One who is eligible, one who is capable of pursuing jnanam and attain moksha. One who is capable of performing rituals, accumulate punyam, thereby continue to remain samsara also. So vidya avidyayoho adhikritaha. So the vidya here implies moksha pursuit and avidya implies here the samsara pursuit, performing rituals, etc. So moksha gamanaya, samsara gamanaya, thereby. So being given to these two pursuits of jnanam and ajnanam, vidya and avidya, he is eligible for accomplishing moksha, moksha gamanaya, or samsara gamanaya, or for continuing to remain in samsara. And tad ubhaya gamane, in accomplishing both, either moksha or samsara, or continue to be in samsara, sadhanaha, the means of attaining both, rataha kalpate, the chariot imagery is here presented. Our chariot is imagined here. So rataha kalpate means, now this whole spiritual pursuit is, samsara is jivitam, the life itself is like a journey. In this journey of life, he needs to go move from ajnanam to jnanam. Or he has to keep moving this, the journey of life. And for he needs a means of reaching a destination. The two destinations are there for the samsari. Ajnani samsari. Of course, ajnani alone is samsari. For him, there's a journey ahead. And in this journey, he needs to reach destinations. Samsara destination, moksha destination. Samsara is something, destination, from where the journey will not end, it will continue to be there endlessly. Whereas moksha is the end, reaching which the journey comes to an end. To reach these two ends, he needs to travel. He needs to have, for which he needs a vehicle. The vehicle is here, chariot. Without the vehicle of the vehicle called chariot, which means here, which implies the physical body, the journey is not possible. That is why this physical body is always said to be what? Temple. It's a temple, akin to a temple, and it is a bhoga ayatanam, an abode of enjoyment, using which alone enjoyment is possible. Without which punya papa kshaya is also not possible. Exhaustion of punya papams is not possible. Experience of pains and pleasures, pairs of opposites, dvandvas is also not possible without the physical body. The physical body is very important. We can't take it for granted. That's why every fraction of a second of a span of life is so precious. No, it must be consciously enjoyed, offering it to Bhagavan. That's why every time we do namaskaram also, what it implies is, I offer this body unto you. When you offer me these powers unto you, I offer this whole everything, the whole thing, body and complex unto you. Means what? Nothing is yours. So everything is Bhagavan's. That is why it is Bhagavan's, it is Bhagavan. Understand? So you yourself are Bhagavan. Your body mind complex also belongs to Bhagavan only. Nothing is yours. That is what is implied every time you do namaskara. Physical, when you offer sashtanga pranama or panchanga pranama, when you do, that is the meaning. So physical body here is like you need a vehicle. And that vehicle is about the chariot. The chariot is imagined here as a means of going through the journey of this life to accomplish these two ends in terms of moksha and samsaraha. Okay? As a result of pursuing knowledge and karma. For the samsari, who is ended with the body, mind and complex upadis, thereby who is eligible to accomplish these ends. That is the meaning here. Upadikritaha samsari vidya avidyayoho adhikritaha moksha gamanaya samsara gamanaya cha tas ubhaya gamane sadhanaha rataha kalpyate. Okay. So what happens? Now let us read the mantra here. Atmanam rathinam viddhi shariram rathamevatu. Atmanam rathinam viddhi shariram rathamevatu. Buddhim tu sarathim viddhi manah pragrahamevacha. Atmanam rathinam viddhi shariram rathamevatu. Buddhim tu sarathim viddhi manah pragrahamevacha. So here, Atmanam rathinam viddhi. Viddhi, you know very well, it's an imperative verb. Viddhi, may you know, may you understand. Veti is the actual verb, second conjugation verb, from with, derived from the root with. Veti, veti means janati. And with he, it becomes viddhi, imperative verb. Like dehi, pahi, no, viddhi. So may you know. So Upanishad tells us, may you, every one of us, may you understand, may you know yourself. Yourself here means what? Atmanam rathinam. So rathi, rathi is also nakaranta pullinga shabdaha. Rathinna shabdaha. Rataha yasya asti saha rathi. So rathinam is objective case form. May you understand yourself to be the owner of the chariot. The chariot, owner of the chariot. So here, Atmanam Rathinam Viddhi. So you are the master of the chariot, owner of the chariot. Here the Jivatma. Atmana means the one who identifies oneself with the I sense, identified with the body, mind, sense complex. Thereby isolates oneself from the jagat. Looks upon oneself as an individual. That jiva, jiva here is the self. The self, may you understand this jivatma, the atma, to be the owner of the chariot, rathi. Rathi is a nominative form, rathinam objective case. Then what about his physical body? Shariram rathamevatu. So you are the owner of the chariot. So sitting where? In this chariot called physical body. Shariram rathamevatu. So this body is the chariot here. And who is the driver of the chariot? Buddhim to sarathim viddhi. May you understand the intellect. What is intellect? We're going to see that. Buddhim to sarathim viddhi. So the vijnanamaya. Buddhim to sarathim viddhi. May understand the intellect to be the charioteer. The driver of the sarathihi. See, sarathihi is different from rathi. Rathi is the owner. But the one who drives for the rathi is buddhi here. Before sarathim viddhi. Manaha pragrahamevacha. And what about the mind? Buddhi is the sarathi, the charioteer, the driver. And manaha pragraham. So pragraha means the reins, prakrashena grihyate yehi. So the pragraha, prakrashena grihyate yena pragraha. The rein with which, you know, the horses are held. Again, pragraha. So rein, the word pragraha means here reins. Manaha pragrahamevacha. And your mind alone serves as the reins which are tied to the horses which are held by the charioteer. The charioteer has to hold the reins and the reins are tied to the horses. So he, in his hand, the horses can drag the chariot with the charioteer wherever they want to go. But they have to be, they are tied to the reins so that they are in the hands of the, this reins only, in the chariot, in the hands of the intellect only, the driver, the charioteer. So the reins, manaha pragraha mevacha, mind is like the reins, and buddhi is like the charioteer, body is like the chariot, and you are the self there as the owner of the chariot. That's all. Atmanam rathinam vidhi, shariram rathamevatu, buddhim tusarathim vidhi, manah pragrahamevacha. Memorize this mantra. Okay, so you can understand always when you see Bhagavad Gita picture, the first always, if you see any Bhagavad Gita book, you can always see this Krishna standing. Krishna there as a charioteer, the chariot, Arjuna sitting at the back seat. So that is, if you remember that picture, this is the meaning. That is a picture of this verse only, this mantra. Understand? So here, Atmanam Rathinam Vidhi. So Vidhi happens to be second person imperative verb. Subject is implied Tvam. May you understand. The Tvam is not mentioned, it's implied here. Shariram tu Rathameva. Of course, may understand this body to be the chariot. Buddhim tu Sarathim Vidhi. Manaha Pragrahamevacha Vidhi. This is very simple kindergarten language. You can understand easily. But profound meaning is given here. It's okay. Let us see now. What does Shankar Bhagavad Pada write here? We have to read the following mantra also. Then we can understand complete. We can get the complete sense. Tatra tam atmanam. Now, this we also see the value of this body, mind, sense complex. This great upadhi. Upadhi, of course, upadhi is upadhi, but serves a purpose, isn't it? Without this human physical body, we cannot have this evolved human mind, and we cannot have this amazingly, capable intellect. Being endowed with this alone, a human being alone is eligible, capable of accomplishing much higher goals, even to travel from this world to other higher lokas, and to enjoy the heavenly pleasures enjoyable in different plane of existence, and even much going to much higher lokas, not going to this, moon and sun, even going to much higher lokas. And there, Shastram talks about it. Even though it's non-verifiable matter for belief, so Shastram does talk about it. And I can go to even Brahma Loka, highest of the four worlds, the 14th loka. Highest of the 14 lokas, Brahma loka, it is possible to go there. Even there, in a different subtle upadis, it is possible for one to discover the truth there, to resolve one's identity with the totality. Thereby one can discover moksha, which is kramamukti, is possible. Otherwise, don't need to, same Shastram tells us what? We don't need to work very hard to go there, because it is very strenuous. It is possible for you to do Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam here itself, in this Janma itself. It is possible to just resolve, seeing yourself being non-separate from Ishvara, it is possible. It is possible to discover the fact of yourself being the whole. To discover the oneness of the reality, non-duality of the reality, here itself you can resolve identity. Correct your error in the perception of yourself, you can discover moksha here itself in this Janma. Jivan Mukti is also possible. So that is why it is possible only for a human being. That is why we should not forget in this context why specifically mentioned. See, one must have done abundance of punyam to have got this precious body, human body, mind, senses, complex. If you lose this, okay, we don't know what next Janma is. We don't know. I'm not frightening. That's why in this mantra also reminds us, na adhikritam, that word is very, very important. Human being alone is eligible. So the span of life is very precious. Very, very precious. Why? You have got this body, mind, and consciousness. Which other creature in the world is eligible? No. You have the possibility of probing, going to higher lokas, enjoying what is there. Nothing beyond the 14th world. Beyond the 14th world, you can say, beyond all this entity of the Jagat, constituted of 14 lokas, you are the truth. No Jagat thing is outside of you. You are the truth. And that you are the truth means there's only truth and you are non-separate from the truth. Nothing in the world is separate from this truth. The only truth is there as you and everything here. And you means you are included in the whole. It is possible, isn't it? So moksha prapti is possible. Even to enjoy higher lokas is possible. This possibility of continuing to be samsara is also possible. You using your own willpower. That will also human being alone is blessed with. That is why human being is exalted of all the being living beings. Okay. Therefore, now we understood our human intellect, human mind are amazing instruments. So the buddhi is the charioteer here. Mind is like the reins. And they must be tied to the horses which can drag the chariot, which can take the body, isn't it? At a given destination. The chariot has to be pulled, has to be dragged only by the horses. So what are those horses, etc., we'll see in the following mantra. Now, let us see Shankaracharya's commentary here. Tatra tam atmanam. See, Shankaracharya makes it very clear. Tam atmanam. Who is Atma here? Who is the Atma here? The self, isn't it? The I sense identified with the body, mind, sense complex. That Atma is Ritapaha. Ritapam. Very interesting word. Ritam, we already understood. The karma phalam is said to be Ritam. Even though the Ritam literally means truth. Never ever forget the meanings of the word Ritam and Satyam. And if you don't remember, go to our Ganapati Atharvasisha Upanishad explanation and understand what Ritam means, what Satyam means. We also discussed this in Taittiriya Upanishad. Ritam, Satyam. Ritam and Satyam means the truth. But here, Ritam means karma phalam, you know very well. Why? Avashyam bhavitvat. We already understood definitely whether one wants, one does not want. The result of action is definite. There's no choice. Okay, there's no choice. Result will definitely come. The fruit of action cannot be escaped, cannot be avoided. And definitely it happens. That is why karma phalam is said to be ritam. And rita paha. Ritam pibati iti rita paha. A drinker of the result means what? The enjoyer of the result of action. The experience of the result of action. Karma phala bhokta. Rita paha means karma phala bhokta. Ritam means karma phalam. That paha means bhokta. Pibati iti paha. Understand? Janati iti gnyaha. Tishtati iti staha. Pibati iti paha. Understand? Ritapaha. Ritam pibati iti ritapaha. The experiencer, the enjoyer of the result of action is ritapaha. And who is the experiencer of the result of action? Samsari. Who is samsari? Samsare asti iti samsari. One who continues to remain in this beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths, which keeps on moving without any obstruction. Who can stop your birth? Who can stop your death? Who can stop you going through the paths of opposites? Nobody. None in the world. Nothing can stop us. All of us are coming. Okay, we're born. We are going through paths of opposites. Of course, the death happens. Again, we come back. Again, we continue. It is not the first birth. We can't say which is the first birth. We don't need to search for it. Because this is life is a beginningless, endless cycle of many, many countless number of births and deaths. So the birth of the body is not the first beginning of the life. Isn't it? Life, that's what only we have certain It's like sleep. Death is like a sleep only. We come back, we wake up in a new body, that's all. Therefore, samsara is, the samsari is the one who continues to be in this beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths, fraught with experience of pairs of opposites. The samsari, tam atmanam rutapam samsarinam rathinam vidhi, rathinam vidhi. Rathinam janihi. Vidhi is equal to janihi. May you know, may you understand. See, janihi is also janite. Atmane padam verb also is there. Janati, jani, janite. We have two verbs. Atmane padam. So here janihi, vidhi. May you understand this jiva, jivatma, the experiencer of the results of action, karma pala bhokta, who is a samsari and is to be the master of the chariot, owner of the chariot. Rathinam. Rathinam means what? Rathaswaminam. Rathasya swami. Rathaswami. Swami. Rathaswami is also nakaranta shabda. You know that very well. So Rathaswaminam, as the owner of the chariot. Rathinam is equal to Rathaswaminam. So, vidhi jani here. Every word Shankaracharya gives the meaning here. Padartha. Prati padartham he gives. Okay. Shariram rathamevatu. Body is the, like the chariot. Okay. No. Ratha baddha. So, Shankara Bhagavatpada already mentions here about the sense organs before even mentioned by the mantra. The next mantra is going to say, but Shankaracharya already mentions in his commentary, Ratha Baddha Hayasthaniyaihi Indriyaihi. Okay. Now, Hayaha is hearts. Hayasthaniyaha. What is that which is likened to the hearts? What are those which are placed, which are meant in the place of the hearts? Ratasthaniyani Indriyani. Ratasthaniyani indriyani, taihi ratasthaniyaihi indriyaihi. Ratha baddha, hayasthaniyaihi indriyaihi. He explains why body is likened to a chariot. Because akrishyamanatvat, body has akrishyamanatvam. Body has the status of being dragged. Akrishyate is dragged, is pulled. What is pulled? Just as chariot is dragged by the horses, tied to the chariot with reins. Horses are tied to the chariot with reins. Thereby, horses drag the chariot. The chariot is dragged by Rataha Ashvaihi Akrishyate. Like that, chariot is pulled. Similarly, this Shariram, Shariram, which is likened to chariot also, is pulled, Akrishyate. And it has what? Akrishyamanatvat. Shariram Akrishyamanam Asti. Harirasya akrishyamanatvam asti. Body has the status of being dragged by the heart, dragged by the sense organs, which are likened to the horses, which are in the place of the horses of the chariot. Is it clear? Ratabaddha hayasthaniyaihi indriyaihi akrishyamanatvat sharirasya. So, sharirasya akrishyamana, due to the body having the status of being pulled by, dragged by the reins, the horses, the sense organs, which are in the place of horses tied to the chariot. Is it clear? Okay. Ratha baddha hayasthaniyaihi indriyaihi akrishyamanatvat sharirasya. హయః అశ్వః హయస్య స్థానే విద్యమానం హయస్థానీయం దట్ విచ్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ది ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ అ హార్స్ ఈస్ హయస్థానీయం హయస్య స్థానం ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ అ చారియట్ హయస్థానీయం మీన్స్ వాట్ దట్ విచ్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ది ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ అ హార్స్ ద సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ ఇన్ ది ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ ది హార్సెస్ విచ్ ఆర్ టైడ్ టు ది చారియట్ It means sense organs are the likened to the horses which being by which alone the body chariot is dragged. Okay. Next. Buddhim tu adhyavasaya lakshanam sarathim vidhi. Buddhi is what here? Sarathi. We know already. But here adhyavasaya lakshana buddhi. So we always understood, samshayatmika manaha, samshayatmakam manaha, nischayatmika buddhihi. We know this very well. The same thing is repeated here. It's not a new lesson. Adhyavasaya lakshana. Adhyavasayaha means a firm decision. Confusion free, firm, clear decision. Adhyavasaya lakshana. The intellect in the form of firm decision. అధ్యావసాయ లక్షణం బుద్ధిం సారథిం విద్ధి అండర్స్టాండ్ చారిటీయర్ వై శంకరాచార్య గివ్స్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ హియర్ బుద్ధి వై బాడీ ఈస్ లైక్ అన్ టు ది చారియట్ హి హస్ గివెన్ మీ ఎక్స్ప్లెనేషన్ నౌ హీ సే సారథిం విద్ధి బుద్ధి నేత్ర ప్రధానత్వాత్ శరీరస్య Why is the buddhi likened to the driver? Because buddhi netru pradhanatvat sharirasya. Buddhi enjoys the status of being the dragger, puller, the leader of the body. Buddhehe netru pradhanatvam asti. Buddhi has the netra pradhanatvam. See, pradhanatvam means it has the, enjoys the importance of being the neta of the body. Neta means leader, dragger, puller, carrier. So this buddhi has the pradhanatvam, pradhanyam. Buddhi has the importance. Buddhi enjoys the importance of being the leader, carrier, taker, dragger, puller of the body. Neta. Rikaranta pullinga shabda. Neta. So, netuhu pradhanam, netu pradhanam. So netu pradhanattam netru pradhanattam buddhehe asti iti karanatah buddhi netru pradhanatvat sharirasya. See how that is why always when from childhood when you go and pray, oh hey Bhagavan, please bless me with a good buddhi, nalla buddhiye kodu. Always we pray for what? Please bless me with a good intellect. Good intellect, good buddhi means what? The knowledge of right and wrong. Whenever we ask Bhagavan, we teach children to go and ask for buddhi. Bhagavan already given us the buddhi. But the understanding of right and wrong. Hey Bhagavan, please bless me with knowledge of right and wrong. And bless me with the strength to choose to do the right, will to choose to the right, to refrain from the wrong. This is the prayer from childhood we've been taught. When we ask for two things, please bless me with a good buddhi, and please protect me. You cannot ask for anything more than this. Two are enough. In these two prayers, asking for buddhi, asking for protection, you asked for everything. You don't know how profound those two prayers are. Ask for buddhi. Okay. So here, what I want to say, so buddhi is very important because it is the buddhi which alone can have the discriminate. Buddhi stands for the discriminative understanding of right and wrong, dharma, adharma, viveka. Discriminating, what is right, what is wrong, what is appropriate, what is inappropriate. Okay, buddhi stands for the discriminative understanding of right and wrong. Thereby, only if a person has this viveka, discriminating right and wrong, the person can operate his will, make use of his willpower. Thereby, he can choose to do the right, can choose to do the wrong. Which means, when a person chooses to refrain from the wrong, if a person chooses to do the right and refrains from the wrong, means the person has mastery over his sense organs. Okay? And they have mastery over his desires. First of all, desires. So, without viveka, without the discriminative understanding of right and wrong, without having the powerful intellect, which is the powerful intellect? The powerful intellect is the intellect which has mastery over the mind and sense organs, which is not overpowered by the mind, which is overpowering the mind. Listen, so that intellect which has the discriminative understanding of right and wrong, thereby, enables the person use his will to choose to the right, refrain from the wrong, means he has the to fulfill the desires. So the person who has this viveka alone can have mastery over his desires, likes and dislikes, can have mastery over his ragadveshas. So which means whether a person likes to do, does not like to do, still he does if it is right. I know I don't want to do it. He is not a slave of his dvesha, dislike. He is not slave of his like also. No, I want to do it. It's wrong. He doesn't do it. Which means he is the person's physical, oral, mental activities are not dictated by his own personal likes and dislikes, but they're completely governed by his knowledge of right and wrong. Then, which means the person has the viveka, knowledge of right and wrong, he uses his knowledge of right and wrong, makes use of the buddhi, knowledge also. Thereby, he uses his willpower. Thereby, he has mastery over his desires. So, having mastery over one's desires, one's ragadveshas, is said to be what? Having the intellect, overpowering the mind, having mastery over the mind. Once you have mastery over the mind, then you have mastery over the sense organs also. That's why buddhihi manaha indriyani. Buddhihi manaha indriyani are connected. So buddhi, the viveka buddhi must be, viveka jnanam must be there, viveka must be there. Then the mind is like under reins, isn't it? The mind is under control of the intellect. Thereby the mind which is under control of the intellect, now, it tied to one in the form of reins, tied to the sense organs. So the sense organs also cannot drag the chariot anywhere, body anywhere. It must be going the right track of dharma only. And which will lead us to, which will definitely help us reach the destination of moksha. Isn't it? That's the idea here. If there is no viveka, a person does not have discriminative understanding of what is right and what is wrong, he cannot have mastery over his likes and dislikes, then he will become a slave of his own likes and dislikes. So the person whose actions are completely dictated by his own likes and dislikes is the one who is the slave of his mind. If he says slave of his mind, means he's slave of his sense organs also. Then that in the sense organs, the heart's form of sense organs, can drag the chariot body anywhere. He will go out of track. Then you will not reach your destination. That is the idea. Is it clear? Okay. So, Shankaracharya gives a beautiful meaning here. Why? Buddhi netru pradhanatvat sharirasya shariram buddhihi iti uchyate. Sorry, shariram rataha iti uchyate. Buddhihi sarathihi iti uchyate. Sorry. Kimartam buddhihi sarathihi iti uchyate. Why is buddhi likened to a charioteer? Why? Buddhihi kimartam sarathihi iti uchyate. Why is the buddhi likened to a charioteer? Because a hetu. Hetu arthe panchami. The fifth case is used because, no, shari pradhanatvat, netru pradhanatvat, due to the buddhi having the status of being, the importance of being the neta, the leader, the carrier of the body. Isn't it? Okay. No. Sarati netru pradhanaha iva rataha. I didn't even say the following sentence. Sorry. Only now I'm seeing. Shankaracharya himself says this. Sarathi netru pradhanaha. Sarathi is the prime leader, the carrier of the carrier of the sarathi. Charioteer is the one who is very important, who alone leads the, carries the, drives the chariot. Sarathi netru pradhanaha iva rataha. So, this rataha, the chariot has the important driver, just as the driver is very important for the chariot, because the chariot can move only because of the driver. Like that, here also, the buddhi is very important. Just as the chariot has the sarathi as its important carrier. Sarvam hi dehagatam karyam. Sarvam hi dehagatam karyam. Buddhi kartavyameva prayena. See, look at this. Sarvam hi dehagatam karyam. Dehagatam karyam means any activity, every activity pertaining to the body. Prayena mostly. Dehagatam karyam. No, any work, any action associated with the body, physical activity, any and every physical activity, all physical activities, every physical activity, all physical activities, buddhi kartavyameva, they all must be governed by the intellect only, mostly, prayena, mostly all physical activities are governed by intellect only. Because before doing any physical activity, before you do it, that is why in Karma Yoga, Pujya Swamiji beautifully teaches, of course, we have any whoever teaches Karma Yoga must teach this. Karmanyevate adhikaraha, karmanyevate adhikaraha, ma phaleshu kadachana. You have choice over actions only. Do not have choice over results of actions. Results of actions are governed by results, Bhagavan of natural laws. Therefore, what now? One must make use of one's buddhi. One must make use of one's knowledge of right and wrong. If you want, you have to live a life of karma yoga. No choice. One has to choose to live a life of karma yoga. And living a karma yoga means one must make use of one's knowledge of right and wrong. You cannot say, I don't have that jnanam. Bhagavan has already blessed with every human being's this knowledge of right and wrong. Buddhi. Do you have buddhi or not? We ask, you must say buddhi. What is buddhi here? The viveka. You know, the knowledge of right and wrong, Bhagavan has already blessed us with. Oh, I don't know what is right and wrong. You cannot say why. You know what to expect from others in terms of behavior. Based on your knowledge of what to expect from others in terms of behavior, definitely you know what is right, what is wrong. whatever you do not want others to do to you is wrong. Whatever you want others to do to you is right. Basic. Again, this Dharma Viveka differs contextually, the different thing, but basic understanding of right and wrong. Isn't it? This is called Viveka. Viveka is meant by the word Buddhi here. Bhagavan has blessed every human being with this basic knowledge of what is right and what is wrong. So this Buddhi, one must make use of this knowledge of right and wrong. Thereby, one must make the best use of one's willpower Bhagavan has blessed with. Thereby, one can choose to do the right action, choose different from the wrong action, which means one's activities will be in conformity with dharma. A person's activities are in conformity with dharma means you have mastery over your likes and dislikes, mind, desires, mind of desires. You have mastery over your sense organs. You have shamaha, damaha, and you are on the right track of reaching a destination called jnanam and moksha. So dharmena, that's why without karma yoga, without yoga means without living a life, prayerful, worshipful life of life governed by dharma, yoga, jnanam is impossible. But yoga itself will be incomplete without jnanam also, isn't it? Therefore, this is made very clear here in this whole one mantra. We have to say so much here. Karma yoga is indirectly now actually emphasized here. And Bhagavad Gita makes like a spoon feeding. That's the spoon feeding of this here. Here it is not very explicit. You have to understand here. So, sarathi netra pradhana iva rataha sarvam hi dehagatam karyam buddhi kartavyameva prayena. So, it is the buddhi, it is this knowledge of right and wrong which alone enables a person choose to do the right action, refrain from the wrong action. Therefore, every physical activity, any physical activity of the body, any activity is governed by the buddhi only, intellect only, mostly. Therefore, you cannot say if actions are wrong means the one's buddhi is not used. And the person who does not use his buddhi, one who makes use of his buddhi, the knowledge of right and wrong, is a karma yogi. One who does not use his buddhi, thereby one who abuses his willpower, is a karmi, kripanaha. I told this in Bhagavad Gita class, who is a kripanaha? Kripanaha, karmi, is a stingy, miser person, miser. Just as the person who does not spend money is a miser. The karmi, no, miser, is a one does not use his money. He doesn't enjoy his money. Bhagavan says, the one who does not use his knowledge of right and wrong, thereby one does not, when he abuses his willpower, is also karmi, a miser. Bhagavan Kuttirkar, Bhagavan has given us, but we don't use it. Which means completely enslaved by one's own desires. We just were focused only on fulfilling the desires without using our buddhi. This is how Bhagavan differentiates karmi and a karma yogi. Krupanaha. Okay. Next word. Manaha sankalpa vikalpadi lakshanam pragraham rashanam vidhi. Okay. What is manaha? Sankalpa vikalpadi lakshanam. So, pragraha. See, pragraham vidhi. May you understand mind to be pragraha. The rain. How do you know? Rashana. Rasana is tongue. Isn't it? Dental sakara, tongue, rasana. Rasanendriyam. But here, tongue or the power of taste is rasanendriyam. Rasana is tongue. Rasanendriyam is the power of taste. Indriyam. Rasana, rasanendriyam. Golakam and indriyam. But here, not rasana, rashana. Palatal shakara. I said palatal syllable. Sibilant. So dental sibilant tongue and the, understand? her paternal sibilant, Rashana. Rashana means rope. Okay, rope, thread, yarn, in different contexts. You can't use that yarn for pulling the, okay, tying the horse. Rope only. Therefore, Rashana is a rope here. So, Pragraha, as I told you already, Prakarshena Grihyate. The Pragraha. Okay, so that which forcefully, carefully pulls and holds the control, the horses, Pragraha Rashana. Manaha may understand mind to be the Rashana or Pragraha, the rope, reins. Okay. And what is Manaha? Sankalpa Vikalpadilakshanam, the mind which is characterized by the both pros and cons. May understand that mind which is characterized by the pro the faculties of pros and cons of what? No. See, sankalpa and vikalpa are both what? Thinking only. Thinking of what is going to have, what the results. This is what we say, Swamiji always says, in the even our teaching Karma Yoga, always think before doing the action. In Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan Krishna says in Karma Yoga, to be a Karma Yogi, to live, to convert your action into a discipline yoga, before doing, you think. Not after doing. You cannot, there's no point. It will be of any, you know, it will not be of any use if you think after doing the action. Think before doing the action. That's what karmasu kaushalam yogaha. What is efficiency in action? What is perfection in action? No, it's not mere perfection. It's not mere efficiency. It's not mere skill. It is discretion in action is yoga. What is discretion action? Before doing the action, you see whether it is, it goes against dharma, or it is in conformity with dharma or not. If the action impelled by your desire has to be, is going to be in conformity with dharma, then you can fulfill it. Fulfill the desire. If it's going to be against dharma, means you have to withdraw from that action. It's why you must have discretion. Isn't it? Karmasu kaushalam yogaha. So here he says what now? And therefore before think is very, the mind is blessed with this power of thinking of the pros and cons before the consequences, before the result comes. Once you think of what will be the, if I do this action in conform against dharma, then it the papam will be the result. Papam will be translated into the experience of undesirable situation, this is pain. This is what one has to think about it. Definitely karma produces result. The result will be in keeping with my motive, intention, in keeping with what? Whether my actions are conformed to dharma or not. So Bhagavan is the karmaphala data. Therefore, better use your buddhi. And see, before doing, you must think. So the mind, which is characterized by the faculties of the pros and cons of thinking. Manaha, sankalpa kalpadilakshanam manaha, may understand that mind to be like the pragraha or rashana, the reins which are tied to the horses in the form of sense organs. Manasahi pragrihitani. Oh, he gives example, meaning here. Manasahi pragrihitani shrotradini karanani pravartante rashanaya iva ashvaha. Rashanaya iva ashvaha. Ashvaha, just as the horses are yatha ashvaha rashanaya pragrihitani tatha. Indriyani manasa pragrihitani. That is the meaning. Yatha rashanaya ashvaha pragrihita, pragrihitaha. just as the horses are, just as horses are mastered, kept under control, just as horses are kept under control or controlled by the ropes, reins, so also sense organs such as hearing power, etc. All the five sense powers, all the powers of actions also, in fact, shrotra adini karanani, just all the sense powers such as hearing power, etc., all the 10 powers are pragrihitani, prakarshena grihitani, pragrihitani, are controlled by the mind only. Manasahi pragrihitani, by mind alone have been controlled. What are they? Shrotradini karanani, all the powers which serve as instruments of knowledge, such as hearing power, etc., pravartante, they function. All the sense powers function, all the powers of actions function only because of only being controlled by the mind. Like what? Just as the horses are controlled by the reins. Rashanaya ashvaha iva shrotradini karanani manasahi pragrihitani pravartante. Is it clear? Shankaracharya has explained why this imagery, why body is likened to the chariot, why sense organs are likened to the reins, sorry, horses, we are going to see later on, why the mind is likened to the reins, why the buddhi is likened to the charioteer. Okay. He explains that. No, mantra number 4. Next mantra. So, the same, the ratha. Okay. Now, same thing continues here. Because only when you do the following, this fourth mantra, you get complete sense. After completing this whole mantra, again, I will explain many things. Okay. I have to explain things. Indriyani, I'm only giving you literal meaning now. I have to explain this, unfold this. You have to wait for me. Indriyani hayanahur vishayamsteshu gocharan. Indriyani hayan yahur vishayamsteshu gocharan. Atmendriyamano yuktam bhoktetyahur manishinaha. Indriyani hayanahur vishayamsteshu gocharan. Indriyani hayanahur vishayamsteshu gocharan. Atmendriyamano yuktam bhoktetyahur manishinaha. Atmendriyamano yuktam bhoktetyahur manishinaha. So here indriyani hayan ahuho. Hayaha. Akaranta pullinga shabdaha hayaha. Haya shabdaha. So indriyani hayan ahuhu. This men of wisdom ahuhu say, who say? Only people who have clear understanding, they say, men of wisdom say, indriyani hayan. They say sense organs are like the horses. Vishayan goteshu gocharan. Teshu gocharan vishayan. Okay. Now, vishayaha. Visha, objects of knowledge. So, the sense in the indriyani are likened to the horses. And vishayaha means objects of knowledge. Vishayaha, objects of knowledge. So these objects of knowledge are like the tracks, you know, through which, you know, the paths through which the horses have to move. The sense objects are likened to the gocharaha. Gocharaha means what? Here, Gocharaha, the paths, the tracks through which the sense organs have to, the horses have to move. So, Vishayan Teshu Gocharan. So, sense organs are like the horses and the sense objects are like the tracks through which they have to move. Vishayan Teshu Gocharan Ahuhu. Atmendriya Manoyuktam Bhokta Iti Manishinaha Ahuhu. Now, Manishinaha. Manishinaha, people of clear vision. Manisha means firm conviction. Clear vision is Manisha. Manishinaha are those who have the clear vision. So, people of clear vision, Vichakshanaha, Manishinaha, the people of clear vision, the wise people, they say, the sense organs are like the horses. And sense objects are like the tracks through which the horses move. And Atma Indriya Manoyuktam. Atma Indriya Manoyuktam Bhokta. Iti Maneshinaha Ahuhu. Bhokta iti Ahuhu Maneshinaha. The wise people call this Atma, the Jiva, who is the enjoyer, who is endowed with this body, mind, sense complex. Okay. Atma Indriya Mano Yuktam. Yuktaha means one who is endowed with it. So Atma, the Jivatma here, the eye sense, the eye sense identified with the body, mind, sense complex. The Jiva who is endowed with the body, mind, sense complex, who is identified with the body, mind, sense complex, is said to be Bhokta. So wise people call this Jiva, the eye sense identified with the body, mind, sense complex, to be Bhokta, the enjoyer. Bhokta, enjoyer of this life of pairs of opposites. Enjoyer of the results of actions, Bhokta. The enjoyer, the experiencer of the results of actions. Okay. Let us see the... See, Bhokta means what? Bhokta, you all know very well, Sarkaranta Pullinga Shabdha, Bhoktu Shabdha. Bhokta means enjoyer. Who is the Bhokta here? Very, very made very clear. Atma Indriya Manoyuktaha. Atma Bhokta. So, if there is no identity with the body, mind, sense complex, then one cannot have the status of being the Bhokta. One cannot be an enjoyer. In deep sleep, state, are you enjoyer? In deep sleep state, you do not have the status of being the enjoyer. Because then there is no identity. In deep sleep state, in total ignorance, when there's non-identity, there's no kartrutvam, there's no bhoktrutvam. There's no doership, there's no enjoyership. So what contributes for the enjoyership and doership? The identity with the body, mind, sense complex. In deep sleep state also, you are there as an experiencer, not knowing you are the experiencer. In the waking state, you are there knowing that you are experiencer. And then, having strong identity with the body, mind, sense complex. Only then you become an enjoyer. Experiencer of pairs of opposites. That's why in right identity, there is no bhoktrutvam. In non-identity, there is no bhoktrutvam. In wrong identity, there is bhoktrutvam. Understand? Where is bhoktrutvam? The doership. I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. Strong notions, you know, one entertains about the self. Having superimposed this doership, enjoyership upon the self, a person becomes an enjoyer only when? Only in wrong identity. In jnanam, in right identity, there cannot be bhoktrutvam. You will see yourself being free from doership and enjoyership. In non-identity, you cannot have doership and enjoyership. in wrong identity you have doership and enjoyership. What's wrong identity? Atmain, atmendriya manoyuktam, manoyuktam bhokta iti ahu maneshinaha. Wise people call this jiva, who identified with the body mind's complex, as the bhokta, enjoyer. Okay, that's the literal meanings. Let us see Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary also. Even the commentary also, only literal meaning only we are getting. Okay, then again unfold it later on. Indriyani, what are Indriyani here? Indriyani, first word of the mantra. Chakshuradini, Chakshuhu Adini. He makes it very clear. Indriyani, the sense powers, do not mean, the word indriyani do not mean the golakams, do not mean the physical parts. They only mean the subtle, invisible powers, such as seeing power, etc. Chakshuradini, okay. And these sense powers, subtle, invisible, subtle powers obtaining in the physical parts, such as seeing power, etc., are what now? Hayan, ahu ratha kalpana kushalaha, ahuhu ratha kalpana kushalaha, because sandhi, ahu, whenever visarga is followed by repa, becomes long. Ahu ratha kalpana kushalaha, ahuhu ratha kalpana kushalaha. So ratha kalpana kushalaha means the people who are very, very intelligent, who are very clever, very smart, who are capable of understanding this imagery, making this chariot imagery. Ratha kalpana kushalaha, people who are capable of having this imagery of the chariot imagery, they say, means wise people only, manishinaha only, say, the indriyani are like the horses. They are the horses. They compare sense organs to the horses. Sharira ratha akarshana samanyat. Sharira ratha akarshana samanyat. The sense organs alone, you know, samanyam. Generally, the sense organs are involved in the dragging of the physical body into actions. What is dragging the physical body means what? Sharira ratha, the body chariot, is pulled by the sense organs only, the sense powers only. Samanya, because of that only. Samanya means that what, see, for us to compare the sense organs with horses, to see the horses, the sense organs as horses of the, like the horses of the chariot, there must be some common feature. Samanya, due to the common feature of dragging the body chariot, body which is like the chariot, due to the common feature of dragging the chariot called body, sense organs also are likened to the horses. So, sense organs dragging the body means what? The physical involvement of physical body in activities, in the activities. So, involvement of physical body in different activities is said to be what? Dragging. The sense powers drag. Okay. Because they report the sense objects. Sense powers, how do they become the draggers of a physical body? Sense powers alone report the sense objects. Without the sense powers, no external object can ever enter into your mind. These are the doorways. all the sense objects have to be fivefold objects can enter into your mind only through sense powers. Sense the powers alone can report. Once until the perception takes place, the knowledge of objects is not possible. Knowledge of the object takes place, then alone desire to own, desire to get it off. The raga or dvesha towards any object is possible. Desires towards any object is possible only when there's knowledge of the objects. The knowledge of the objects is possible only when the perception takes place. So perception of these objects through the sense organs results in the knowledge of the sense objects. Knowledge of the objects results in ragadveshas, likes and dislikes, desires. The desires impel the action. Look at this. Therefore, this is the order, isn't it? Perception, knowledge, desire, actions. So finally, the sense powers alone contribute for the physical activities. Even as the sense powers are reporting the sense objects, they must be filtered by the, okay? The buddhi must say no, right and wrong. Then the mind cannot have, the desires will be managed. We cannot control the desires. We only manage our desires. We understand. Puja Swami added against his expression, controlling the mind. Who are you to control? How can you control? You are not creating the desires. You only manage your desires. Their mind control is a wrong expression. If you only manage your desires by making use of your willpower and knowledge of right and wrong. So managing your desires, making use of knowledge of right and wrong is said to be yoga. Having shamaha. So here, that's why sharira ratha akrishna samanyat, the common feature of dragging, pulling the chariot body towards the sense objects in the form of physical activities. Teshveva indriyeshu. Teshveva indriyeshu hayatvena parikalpiteshu. Gocharan margan rupadin vishayan vidhi. Vidhi, may you understand. Vishayan. Vishayan vidhi. May you understand the sense objects. Rupa adin. May you understand the sense objects such as form, etc. Rupa, only Rupa adi. Adi shabda stands for Rupa, Rasa, Gandha, Shabda, Sparsha. Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandhaha, Pancha Vishayaha. Is it? Form. You can start with Shabda, Sparsha, sound. Sound, touch, form. Is it? Taste and smell. So, Rupa adin Vishayan Vidhi. May you understand the objects of perception, such as form, etc., to be the margan. Gocharaha is equal to margaha. Gocharan mean margan. Understand it, them to be the tracks. Tracks. Tracks for, tracks through which the hearts, tracks through which the sense organs move. Move having the status of being the sense organs which have the status of being the horses, which have been imagined to be the horses. So understand sense objects to be the tracks through which the sense organs which are imagined to be the horses move. Hayatvena parikalpitaha parikalpitani indriyani. So, indriyani, sense organs have been imagined to be the horses. So the sense objects are like the sense organs are the tracks through which the sense organs, which are likened to the horses, comparable to the horses, move. சோ தேஷு ஏவ இந்திரியேஷு ஹயத்வேன பரிகல்பிதாக நீ இந்திரியாணி. May understand sense organs to be the tracks through which the sense organs, which are likened to the horses, move. Imagine to be the horses, move. Okay. Atmendriya manoyuktaha. Now he moves on to the next word. Atmendriya manoyuktaha. Atma. So, in this context, in Sankaraj Bhagavata's commentary, the word Atma in this context means the body. ஆத்ம இந்திரிய மனோயுக்தா ஷரீர இந்திரிய மனோபிஹி சகிதம் சயுக்தம் ஆத்மானம் போக்தா இதி சம்சாரி இதி ஆகுஹு மனீஷினஹ விவேகினஹ. ஓகே, சோ மனீஷினஹ மீன்ஸ் விவேகினஹ. சோ பீப்புள் ஹூ ஹேவ் தி டிஸ்கிரிமினேட்டிவ் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் ஆஃப் தி understanding of the Atman and Atma, and those people say Manishina, the men of wisdom, the men of firm knowledge, who have ended with the discrete understanding of Atman and Atma, they say Atma, they say the Jiva who is endowed with the body, mind, sense complex, Sharira Indriya Manobihi Sahitam, who is associated with, endowed with, not like he is simply endowed with, identified with. See, being simply endowed with the body, mind, sense complex is not a problem. In the sheep also you are endowed with, but identified with, isn't it? So being identified with the body, mind, sense complex, the Sayuktam, the Jiva who identifies, I sense, identified with the body, mind, sense complex, to be Bhokta Samsari. So they call this individual to be an enjoyer who continues to be in the life of transmigration. Nahi Kevalasya Atmanaha Bhoktrutvam Asti. See, Kevalasya Atmanaha Bhoktrutvam Na Asti. See, even the Jiva, what is Jiva here? Just the I sense. What is I sense? Manifestation of knowledge. Manifestation of knowledge is I sense. I cognition. I cognition, when you say the manifestation of knowledge with vritti is cognition. Just the I sense alone, I sense, which is the manifestation of knowledge, which enjoys the Jiva status, alone by itself, kevalasya atmanaha bhoktrutvam nasti. The I sense does not have Jiva also being paramatma. Okay, the Jiva being Paramatma, Jivatma being non-separate from Paramatma, non-different from Paramatma, Jiva being Paramatma himself has no Bhoktrutvam, has no enjoyership, does not entertain the notion that I am the, there's no Bhoktrutvam, does not have Bhoktrutvam, is free from enjoyership. But what happens? Buddhyadi upadhi kritameva tasya bhoktrutvam, upadhi kritameva bhoktrutvam. So Jiva also has the bhoktrutvam, has the doership only because of the identity with the upadhi. Upadhi kritameva bhoktrutvam. What contributes for the bhoktrutvam? Upadhi is only. Body, mind, sense, come. Buddhyadi upadhi. The upadhis such as intellect. Why Adishabda stands for what? The physical body, mind, sense organs, organs of actions, physiological functions, even the avidya, ignorance. Buddhi is only one upadhi. Upadhi, the manifesting medium. Buddhi is only one upadhi. Manaha, buddhihi, chittam, ahankara, ലീത അഹങ്കാര ബുദ്ധി മനഃ ചിത്തം ദെൻ ഇന്ദ്രിയാണി കർമ്മേന്ദ്രിയാണി ജ്ഞാനേന്ദ്രിയാണി മന ബുദ്ധി എവറിഥിങ് ദി എൻറ്റയർ ഓൾ ദി കോമ്പണൻസ് വിച്ച് കോൺസ്റ്റിറ്റ്യൂട്ട് ദി ഇൻഡിവിജ്വൽ പേഴ്സണാലിറ്റി ഇസ്ന്റ് സോ ഓൾ ഓഫ് ദം വിച്ച് സെർവ് ആസ് മാനിഫെസ്റ്റിംഗ് മീഡിയം വിച്ച് അലോൺ കോസ് ദി വിച്ച് അലോൺ കോൺട്രിബ്യൂട്ട് ഫോർ ദി സൂപ് ദി ഡുവർഷിപ്പ് ആൻഡ് ദി പാർട്ട് ഓഫ് ദി ആത്മാ ആക്ച്വലി വിച്ച് ഇസ് ഫ്രീ ഫ്രം ആത്മ വിച്ച് ഫ്രീ ഫ്രം ഭോക്തൃത്വം ഡുവർഷിപ്പ് കേവലസ്യ ആത്മന ഭോക്തൃത്വം നാസ്തി ഫോർ മിയർ ജീവ മിയർ ജീവ ദ മിയർ ഐസൻസ് ഡസ് നോട്ട് ഹാവ് എനി ഭോക്തൃത്വം ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ദി ജീവാസ് ഐഡന്റിറ്റി വിത്ത് ദി ഉപാധീസ് കോൺട്രിബ്യൂട്ട് ഫോർ എൻജോയർഷിപ്പ് സോ ശങ്കര ഭഗവത്പാദ emphasizes here what is emphasis here it is the identity identity is not a wrong identity contributes for enjoyership otherwise you are not an enjoyer at all you are free from enjoyership you are free from doership but now you have doership and enjoyership How do you know? You entertain very strong notions that you are the doer, you are the enjoyer. Only because of your identity with the upadhis, you are endowed with. The question comes, why do I get these upadhis? To exhaust the punya papam. Why do you have to exhaust the punya papam? Because you have accumulated it. Why did you accumulate it? Because you did karmas. Why did you karmas? Because you had desires to fulfill them. Why do you have desires? Because you have sense of inadequacy. Why do you have sense of inadequacy? Because you have wrong identity. Your sense of limitation centered on I. Goes back to what? Ajnanam. Ajnanam mola karanam. Isn't it? That's why bhoktrutva upadikritameva tasya bhoktrutvam. It is the wrong identity with the manifesting media. Body imagines complex alone contribute for the enjoyership by atma by itself merely the self is free from doership tathacha shutyantaram kevalasya abhoktrutvameva darshayati now in this context Shankara Bhagavatpada emphasizing the fact it is the wrong identity with the upadhis alone contribute for enjoyership. Otherwise, you are ever free from enjoyership. Therefore, you are ever free. You need not attain freedom. The freedom is already there, always there. The bondage is caused, the notion caused bond. You entertain a notion that you are the doer enjoyer. Therefore, you are seemingly bound. Notion caused bondage alone is there. Notional bondage. Really, there's no bondage. Therefore, tathacha. So he quotes another sentence from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. The seventh mantra, the third section, the fourth chapter of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Dhyayati iva lelayati iva as though one is meditating, as though one is moving around. One thinks one is a doer, an enjoyer. These notions are as though only. Really speaking, Atma is absolutely free from doership. Therefore, kevalasya abhoktrutvam darshayati. The following statement of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad also proves the mere Atma. What is mere Atma? Kevala means Atma, merely Atma, without any identity with the body, mind, and complex. But now, is free from bhoktrutvam, free from doership, free from enjoyership. Abhoktrutvam means what? Non-doership, non-enjoyership. So, the following statement also shows, darshayati, Shrutyantaram, another statement of another Upanishad. Shrutyantaram, another Upanishad statement of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Dhyayativa, Lelayativa also shows abhokta non-doership only for the Atma, which is not identified with the body, mind, sense complex. So, Kevalasya means mere Atma, which is not identified with the body, mind, sense complex. So, there was a big relief. Whether you know, you do not know. You understand, you do not understand. You are ever free. You are never bound. The bondage is in your notion only. You think you are the doer. You think you are the enjoyer. Therefore, there is bondage. Kevalasya atmanaha abhoktrutvameva shrutyantaram darshayati. Okay. Shankar Bhagavatpada prepares us a lot before even taking us to the teaching. So, our focus must be on correcting the error in the perception. Thereby, isn't it? And correcting the wrong identity also. Evam chasati, such being the case, vakshamana rathakalpanaya vaishnavasya padasya atmataya pratipattihi upapadyate na anyatha swabhava anatikramat. So, evam cha sati, such being the case. What is the case here? What is meant here? Atma is ever free. I sense being non-separate from Paramatma. The Jiva being non-separate from Paramatma. Paramatma being ever free. Jivatma, there's no Jiva. Jiva is Atma. Parama is also Atma. There's only Atma. Only all pervasive absolute reality, which is ever free from doership and enjoyership. This is the fact. The fact being such. Vakshyamana Ratha kalpanaya vakshyamana Vaishnavasya padasya Atmataya Patipattihi upapadyate. So, pratipattihi upapadyate. See, pratipattihi means understanding. Pratipadyate is the verb. Prati is the prefix. Pratipadyate means understanding. Noun form. So, pratipattihi upapadyate. Understanding happens. Upapadyate means happens. Understanding happens only Vaishnavasya padasya atmataya. Understanding of the meaning of the word Vaishnava as the Atma happens through this imagery of the chariot, through this chariot imagery, ratha kalpanaya, through the chariot imagery, the help of the chariot imagery, understanding of the word Vaishnava as the Atma happens. Na anyatha. Not otherwise. Swabhava anatikramat. Swabhava anatikramat. See, swabhava here means swarupam. One's own, see, swabhavaha swarupam. The Swabhava means nature, Swarupa says nature. The unchanging nature is Swarupam. Swabhava is changing, but in this context, Swabhava should be taken as Swarupam. What cannot be changed is the nature. What is nature? What is Swarupam? What is Swabhava? That which cannot be changed at all is Swarupam Swabhava. So Swabhava Anatikramat. The nature meaning something which cannot be changed at all. And here Bhoktrutvam Abhoktrutvam is the nature of the Atma. Akartrutvam is the nature of the Atma. So being free from doership, being free from enjoyership is the Swarupa of the Atma that cannot be changed. Therefore, it has only in the notion caused bondage. This has to be understanding happens only through the meaning of the word Vaishnava. As the Atma, as the Vaishnava, meaning of the word Vaishnava happens only through this the charity imagery. Why? Because the Bhoktatvam is already there as the one's own nature. It cannot be removed. What is nature cannot be changed, cannot be removed. Here Bhoktrutvam is not one's, Abhoktrutvam is his Swarupam, Akartrutvam is one's Swarupam. Therefore, through this imagery, the only understanding happens. Only through understanding, only through knowledge, error can be corrected. Ignorance caused error can be corrected only by knowledge. Your understanding alone has to happen. Only through understanding, error can be corrected. Thereby, one can discover the freedom which is already there. Not something which is removed from one's. You are not giving up the, getting rid of the Bhaktrutvam, not getting rid of the Kartrutvam here, which is not there already. If it is already there as your Swarupam, it cannot be removed at all. That is what is implied here. I think the last portion, the last alone, I'll explain to you again in the next class. Is it all right? Evam chasati vakshamana ratha kalpanaya vaishnavasya padasya atmataya pratipattihi upapadyate na anyatha swabhava anatikramat. The last, this sentence, I'll explain in the following class again. Okay, I'm stopping now. Because I need, the following Sunday, we'll do it. It's all right. Yeah. I think following Sunday we'll have definitely class, and afterwards Navratri time, so we'll see how it is. The following Saturday we'll have class. Okay, I'll complete this. It's all right. I need to explain. And also, as I said, from mantra number 1, 2, 3, now even 4, we're only seeing literal meanings of the mantra, words of the mantra, and also Shankaracharya's commentary. What needs to be unfolded, again unfold and explain this. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamodachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.